is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to feature Cindy Howard from the Montgomery County Health Department. She's here as well. The health department's got a new grading system that if you go to your favorite restaurants in Montgomery County, great, you're going to see letter grades on the doors as you enter. We're going to talk about that, so grab yourself a cup of coffee, pour yourself a glass of juice. Conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know that the most valuable thing we possess cannot be seen or touched. It's your goodwill toward us. Our life's work and service to this community stands as a testament to the level of care we provide and to the honor and respect we show to each family we serve. One simple phone call to Plummer Funeral Home and we'll be standing by your side, helping you through your most difficult hours. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott here with you. And our guest this week is Cindy Howard from the Montgomery County Health Department. Cindy, welcome, my friend. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
And we are here to talk about a big change that residents in Montgomery County, when they go to their favorite restaurants or taverns or watering holes, if you will, they're going to see a letter grade starting to pop up. And this has been, implemented, it's over a year now, right?
Well, it began in January 1st. And the ordinance was effective, so.
And let's talk about the grading system. Let's go back a little bit and start from square one. How did this come about?
Well, I don't know if anyone's really asked me a lot about that, but I actually grew up in California, mm-hmm. and we're not going to talk about how many years ago that was, but they've had a grading system for a very long time and worked very well. And so when we started to look at making some changes with the inspection sheets and having to make changes in the ordinance to enforce those new inspection sheets, I said, well, what if we looked into doing something like this? And he was very... very, very okay with that. He thought that was a good idea. So we just put all that in together at one time into the ordinance, and we now have those letter grades here from Montgomery County.
And, of course, one thing I noticed when the plan got introduced to the county board is Montgomery County isn't the only county that has something like this. You go to St. Louis, all the restaurants in St. Louis have a letter grade on it. Mm-hmm. I believe in Madison County. They have letter grades on their facility. So this is not necessarily a new concept.
No. And like I said, it's been many, many years even since I had that in California. New York does it. And I think there's a lot of other places that are picking those up. I don't know exactly which counties do have them besides us, but yes, there are other counties.
Talk a little bit the inspection report here. Mm-hmm. How big of a change is it from what you were using to what is being used now?
Well, and what we've always said is what they're expected to do has never changed. The code makes changes periodically, the state code does, but this never made any changes to what they're expected to do. It only made changes to how they were being evaluated for that. So the biggest changes with the new inspection sheet probably that they would have noticed was that there are some issues that were given more demerits. So they were given more points off for having a violation of certain types. And the ones that we looked at to do that were the ones that are more, I guess you'd say, would be more of a risk for foodborne illness. So when you started to look at time and temperature abuse, poor personal hygiene issues, improper hand washing was a big one.
Gotcha.
Those are all things that really contribute to foodborne illness. And so we did give them more weight.
Right.
Than they had.
And this is on a 10-point scale, 100 to 90, 91 is an A.
Right.
90 to 81 is a B.
Yes.
And then 80 to 71 is a C.
Yes.
And if you go to past 71.
If you get a 70 or below.
God
then,
help you. Sorry.
If you get a 70 or below, then you are closed until those issues can be remedied.
Overall, since the new program has been implemented, and we had you on before to talk about this. How has it been received with the restaurants? Have they been pretty appreciative of it? Have some of them fought you on this? Have they learned something from this?
I would hope that they're constantly learning things. But I have not had a lot of negative, and maybe they're keeping it to themselves, but they've not brought it to my attention any negative connotations for that. And some of them, one thing that did get me when we started to put these grades up, which has just been in the last 2 weeks, that how many of those individuals operating these facilities were very proud of that A that was going up in the window. And so I really have not had any negative comments on that. Most of it's been either neutral or positive.
Yeah, I know for a fact with the Moose Lodge, we were very proud of getting that A. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just, you know, we've got a staff that works hard down there, and, mm-hmm. you know, this is like a point of the merit. So, I mean, it was very well received and appreciative by mm-hmm. our staff mm-hmm. down there. Overall in the county, were you impressed with how some of the restaurants did?
Yes, and I have to say that although...
Were there a couple that caught you off guard? Let's say you thought, there's no way this place... Don't mention any names.
No, I will not mention names. No,
that wasn't fair. It's like, there's no way this guy's going to get over a C, but ended up getting an A or getting a high B.
Well, I guess it's difficult because I've inspected facilities in Montgomery County for almost 12 years now, so I can't say, I guess, that anybody really truly surprised me, but I can say that there's been quite a few who have really stepped up to the plate, maybe had some issues in the past and are really taking care of those issues now, and I think that for me, it makes me feel good because I think that whatever the system and however we needed it for, it's working. And so there has been quite a few places that may have surprised me with mm-hmm. their improvements mm-hmm. And how quickly they took care of those.
And then, of course, the letter grades, they're not up for a full year, right? They can get changed per visit. So if one visit you get 99 out of 100, and then let's say the next visit you visit on a bad day... Mm-hmm. And we ended up with a 88 out of 100, which is a B. That can change probably, what, 3 times during the year, almost?
It would depend on the facilities, because different facilities get inspected different numbers of times during the year. But it could potentially get changed anytime you had a routine inspection. So, for instance, you mentioned the Moose. The mm-hmm. Moose is a Category 1 facility. They mm-hmm. get inspected 3 times per year at a minimum. So they essentially could have their grade changed up to 3 times in that year. The taverns mm-hmm. and low risk, what they call Category 3 facilities, get inspected minimally every other year. So they could potentially have that grade for a longer period of time.
And that's one thing that always surprised me, that taverns were part of this. Mm-hmm. But as you and I have discussed, ice, for the most part, is food.
Yes, and we actually have to regulate not only food, but also beverages.
And then, of course, if they're selling frozen pizza or something mm-hmm. along those lines, that puts them right into the game. Right. So it does make sense. And they're not exempt, too. They will have a letter grade.
They will have a letter grade. Mm-hmm.
And so overall, the program has done fairly well for the most part. Is there any changes in the horizon? I know one of the rules is if you get a 1-point deduction on something, the next time it goes from 1 to 2 and then 2 to 4 and then it stays at 2?
Right. It would stay at 2. So what happens is the first time that you would find a violation in a facility, they would get the number of points off for whatever that violation is, whether it's 1 point up to 9 points. There's time temperature abuse problems would be 9 points. So, but what would happen is if we also now found that same violation at the next consecutive inspection, mm-hmm. then that whatever that point demerit was, it doubles. It does not continue to double, but it would double and continue
to be.
That would
be a really bad day if a 9 continued to double from 9 to 18, 18
That one violation at 2 consecutive inspections could potentially drop you down to a B.
Easily.
Just with that one.
Easily. Unless it's a 1-pointer, then.
1-pointers would be different.
Right.
Yeah, there would be 2, and they would stay at 2 until they remedied it or until it was found at 4 consecutive inspections.
Okay. But is there any. I mean, obviously, this is something new here. Tweaks kind of happen mm-hmm. on an as-needed basis. Are you finding that tweaks need to be made at this time? Or
I have not. We've used them. When I looked at my system, it looked like almost 200 or just over 200 inspections for the year so mm-hmm. far. And they seem to be working well, and I don't anticipate at this point that we'll have to make changes to that system.
And of course, this has got to add a little bit more time to Mark or yourself or your team inspecting the restaurants, because I've seen the list. It's a lot more detailed than what it was before. And how much time has it added for inspection, or have you even figured that out yet?
It'd probably be difficult to figure it out, but I think that once we got used to the sheets, it streamlined it a little bit back to where it was. In the beginning, it did take us longer, and that's mainly because we had to stop. We know what the violations are, and we've dealt with this code for a long time, but all of a sudden, it was in a different location on the inspection sheet. So I think it was more us getting used to the inspection sheets that took the time, rather than a big change in the amount of time for the inspections. We could potentially spend a little bit more time on them. And we also, with implementing these letter grades, will have some extra inspections. We want to make sure that any of those Category 3 facilities that usually would not get done every other year are all going to get done this year. So we've added some extras for those. Some of those violations would constitute having to have a reinspection. And so some more reinspections have been...
Well, I think it's a neat program, and like I said, when the county board was proposed this, I'm like thinking, okay, this is kind of interesting. My wife and I then went to Edwardsville to dinner, and they've got, so I'm like, okay, this is nothing new by any stretch of the imagination, and basically you're just tweaking what a restaurant should already be doing in the first place and making it more of a grade level. Almost.
Right. And I truly believe that the public has a right to know.
Let's talk about that. The grades.
Mm-hmm.
How are they posted? Because usually in the past, you sent out a press release to myself and to the newspapers. The newspapers published them. That's not the case anymore, correct? Mm-hmm. It's strictly website-based?
Yes. Yes. And another one of the changes to that ordinance was to allow us to actually... put those on the website. You can pull up their whole inspection report. What we used to report was just, did they have any criticals? Did they have any non-criticals? Did they, did they correct any of those criticals at the time of inspection?
Mm-hmm.
Now I think this gives the public and more of an ability to actually see more of what they're doing there. They can gain access to the whole inspection report. So if they get to a facility who has an A and they want to know, was that 100 A or was that a 91 A? Maybe it makes a difference to them.
Absolutely.
They can then go to the website and pull up that last inspection and see what constituted that A. If somebody has a C, they can go and see, well, what's going on in this facility and why would they have a C? And so they can go access that, and it's all available on our website.
Is it just the current inspection, or let's say a person wanted to look back at a restaurant's history, could their previous inspections be posted as well? I mean, is it just the current one, or is there going to be a library saying you can click on, let's say, the Moose Lodge or whatever, and it's like, okay, they were inspected on this date, they got a 97, this date, well, they did 88,
Right, and we're still kind of working out the details on that.
Okay.
At this point in time, they will be able to look at the last inspection.
The current inspection.
What their previous inspection was. We'll wait and see. We're kind of, like I said, still discussing how that's going to work, because it's going to be a whole lot of information over time. So I think that probably it will not become a library of inspections, although those are always available through FOIA requests. If someone truly has, if they can't find what they're looking for there, they can request it. It is public record.
Right.
But I believe that it'll just make the website a little bit hard to navigate if we have too much information with it. So at this point, you can go in, you can pull up whatever facility you're wanting to look at, and it's going to pull up the last inspection.
We were talking before we went on the air today, Old Settlers, and you were out, you inspect the food vendors on there.
Right.
How does this, like, when you have carnivals like Party in the Park or Old Settlers or something along those lines, are they going to get letter grades too, or are they back onto the old system and you just say, okay, fine, you're good, and just move along? How does that work for them?
They will not be included in the grading system.
Okay.
A grading system was only for permanent facilities.
Okay.
But one thing with temporaries is they have to get a temporary permit, and they have to post their temporary permit. At the bottom of that temporary permit, if we have been to that facility and inspected it, it will be marked at the bottom of the permit that everything was either okay or not okay. Well, if it was not okay, they're going to have to fix it anyway at the time.
Right, absolutely.
So, and it will be signed by the inspector. So it will show, and if you look for those at events, at temporary events, it will show on the bottom if they've been inspected and what they were found. So.
Okay, so seems like everything's rocking and rolling, and as we mentioned on the top of the program, the letter grades are going out. It's going to be a process because how many people are on your team? Is it just
you, the two of us?
You and Mark?
Yes.
Okay. You're out and about scheduling the grade postings and that. So, but they are coming.
Yes, they are.
And they are active. Every restaurant will have one?
Yes.
Every restaurant? Okay. Even if it's a B or a C?
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
They will. Yes. And as you said, it is a process. We're getting out there and getting those in. Mm-hmm. We even still would have some facilities that have not yet been inspected for the year. And as we do those, we'll get those started as well.
Okay.
But eventually, in the next few weeks, you will see that every facility pretty much should have one.
One other thing we want to talk with you about. We've got about 5 minutes left on the program. We're getting out of the summer series, and you're also in charge of West Nile and all the other nasty stuff that happens during the year. Have we had a problem this year with West Nile? Because it seemed like to me we have not had any reports of anything. Obviously, the summer was cool. Where do we stand?
For Montgomery County, yes, we've not had any reports for West Nile. We've not had any positives West Nile. And so you would not have seen any press releases for those. We like to definitely get those out if we ever have a positive. But the mosquitoes have all been negative so far, and we do not have any humans. So there have been humans found in Illinois with West Nile. So it's not gone. But it did seem to be a much slower year. I know that our numbers of mosquitoes were lower this year than they have been in the past. So cool weather really makes a big difference for that. It takes warmer weather for the mosquitoes to replicate faster. You know, their life cycle speeds up as the temperature speeds up. And in really hot weather, they can basically go from egg to adult in 5 days, you know, 5 to 7 days. So it really speeds up. So the cool weather helped a lot with that.
Were you a little concerned? Because, I mean, like we mentioned, the summer was fairly cool. Except fairly recently is when we got hit. Ironically enough, Old Settlers is when it really got steamy. Were you worried that, okay, here we go again, this of a late bloom of West Nile, if any activity was going
to
happen?
And it would be possible for that to happen. I haven't seen any. Our numbers of mosquitoes has come up just a little bit. I notice even now when I'm out in my yard, I'm getting bit more than I was before. But we're also going to start cooling off for the year, so hopefully they're just really wasn't
enough.
I think the
high on Friday is only supposed to be like 65 or something like that.
I
so
think, unfortunately, winter's going to be here before we know it. But
okay, now you watch that language on that one. God only knows what Mother Nature. That scares me too because summer was easy.
What's winter going to be like?
Winter, I mean, because you're hearing multiple reports, it's going to be harsh. It's going to be like last some winter. State climatologist said, well, it's not going to be as harsh. Well, it wouldn't take that much to be not as harsh. But we've had no problems on any illness like that with West Nile or anything like that?
Not for our area, no.
Okay. So it looks like everything is up and up. Anyone seeking more information regarding the grading system on the restaurants or West Nile, how can they obtain that information?
They're welcome to give me a call at the health department, and the health department's number is 217-532-2001. It's easy to remember.
Option four,
or you just push zero and ask for me. You can just get zero, get the operator, and ask for Cindy or Mark or environmental health. Okay. So
a lot of activity ongoing here, and I think the grading scale, as I mentioned, is a good thing to have. It provides consumers an opportunity to look at where they're eating and seeing where they stand. You know, Mark does a good job, your team does a good job.
Thank you.
And so do you with everything. I know it's not easy. 200, how many restaurants again?
We have just under 200 permanent facilities,
and this is a big county. That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, we have a Litchfield on the highway, and that pulls in a lot of business. There's a lot of businesses in Litchfield.
fast food island. They have their own health department thing that they may make sure they're okay. But Cindy, it's always a pleasure having you here. I do appreciate it. And once again, anyone seeking more information, they can call you at the health department. That's 532-2001. I think you have a website too.
Yes, we do.
And yep. You can visit the website. And it's always a pleasure having you on. And thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to come.
That's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. Our guest this week was Cindy Howard from the Montgomery County Health Department. Coming up next week, we've got representatives from St. Francis Hospital will be in to talk about. We've got the new CEO, Patricia Fisher, will be on the program talking about the hospital and all kinds of goodies over there. So until then, we will talk to you next week. So long.